My name is Brother Kalfani Malik Khaldun, Indiana political prisoner. I am calling from the Wabash Valley Correctional Facility, where I've been held for the last 4 years. We're all Sunni Muslims, not terrorists, by Kalfani Malik Khaldun. Bismillah ir-Rahman ir-Rahim, which means in the name of God, the most gracious, most merciful. A Sunni Muslim is a servant of Allah and righteous advocate of his faith, al-Islam. His head will bow down before Allah in gratitude. His feelings will be that as his Lord has blessed him with the greater power and knowledge, so he must exert himself for his own good and for the good of all humanity. Instead of arrogance, there will be humility. Instead of power drunkenness, there will be a strong realization of the need to serve humanity. His freedom will not be unbridled. He will be guided by the tenets of morality and divine revelation. In the field of law, the endeavors of the Sunni Muslim will be to make it the true embodiment of justice and the real protector of the rights of all, particularly the weak. The Sunni Muslim will see that everybody gets his due share and no injustice or oppression is inflicted on anyone. He will respect the law, make others respect it, and will serve that it is to serve and make sure that it is administered equitably. The life of the Sunni Muslim will always be filled with his God, Allah, piety, righteousness, and the truthfulness that he embodies. He will demonstrate in that belief that God alone is his Lord, that whatever blessings and talent he possesses have come from Allah, his God. He is the blessing of mankind. The Sunni Muslim mind will not be polluted with the evil thoughts or perverted ambitions. He will abstain from seeing evil, hearing evil, and doing evil. He will guard his tongue and will never consciously engage in gossip or slander or falsehoods. He will be the example and embodiment of goodness and nobility, and will defend right and truth, even at the cost of his own life. Such a person will be a force to be reckoned with. He is bound to succeed because his God Allah will be pleased. He's the example of his faith. The Sunni Muslim will be highly respected. He will only bow his head to his God, the Almighty. No power can make him deviate from the right path. No amount of wealth or prestige can buy his faith. The Sunni Muslim will be just to everyone, discharge his duties honestly, and work for the good of others. People's hearts will naturally be drawn to him. He will not abuse his faith or that of those he follows to oppress or kill innocent human beings, as the terrorist has done, causing people to think al-Islam represents death and not peace. It's the human being who uses Islam for their own agenda. It's not our way of life to kill innocent people at all. Such is the life and character of the Sunni Muslim. Islam is the natural religion of all men, in every age, in every country, and among every people. All God-knowing and truth-loving men and women have believed and lived this very religion. And it says, this is a quote inside the holy book that we practice in Islam. Islam doeth invite all people to the truth. There is no cause for dissembling or disrupting false, or false are the people who corrupt God's truth or hinder men from coming to God. Let the Muslims hold together in unity and discipline, knowing that they have a mission of righteousness for humanity. No harm can come to them, though there are good men and true in their faith. Muslims must be true to their brotherhood. They should seek help and friendship from their own and stand firm in constancy and patience and perseverance. We are not terrorists. We are Muslim men and women who live live inside this country, who practice our faith with collective responsibility to our God and our Lord. This is the Sunni Muslims' path. We're not terrorists. We're simply God's servants. Thank you. Peace.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.